All right. Hi. Hello, everybody. Thank you for coming on and listening to us. Yes, it's Last Podcast on the Left interview series, Ham Style. I am Ed Larson, your hambassador, and joining me today is the visionary director, storyteller, writer, all kinds of amazing stuff. I can't wait to talk to this guy. I'm going to stop blabbering so he can get in here. Everyone, welcome Dan Trachtenberg. Yeah! All right. All right. Yeah. All right. Come on in. Yeah. Big time. What's going on, Dan? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm stoked to be here.
Yeah. Yeah. You feeling good after this Badlands?
I'm feeling good. Yeah. We made a really crazy movie and people ended up liking it, which is a big sigh of relief.
So, I bet, man. Yeah. I bet. Because, you know, everyone loves the Predator franchise, and you have just, like, taken it? Is it your... Does it belong to you now? Like, are you Jon Favreau of Predator? Is that what's happened?
I've made three very unique, very different movies inside the franchise, and... We'll see what happens next.
I say they're very, you call it very unique, but I feel like they all like involve teamwork. Like I feel like they're all like it's like if you, the only way to win, whether you know you're on, no matter what side you're on, is teamwork. And so I've noticed that's a common theme for you. Is that something? Were you a team player? Did you play sports? Like where does this come from?
I didn't play sports. I'm funny. I love sports movies. I love underdog stories. And Badlands certainly do involve like found families and the notion of being stronger together. But the underdog story like is certainly a through line in all three of the movies. I just find it to be something, an emotional fulcrum for the Predator series, and it, with the where the main character of the franchise, the antagonist in every film besides Prey, is looking for the most worthy, hunting something that you know is deemed the alpha, and so that's a wonderful counterpoint to a story where characters are trying already to prove themselves as worthy to their clan, family, or even, you know, to themselves.
It's interesting because in Prey, like, it's like he was looking for what was worthy, but he had to fight Naru. Like, I think that was like the coolest thing ever. Like, it's like it wasn't even about his fight anymore. It's about her fight.
And the whole movie, he doesn't see her as a threat the entire time. She keeps saying, I'm a badass. And he keeps saying, I don't even see you as that, you know? And it's not really until the end that she does become a threat, that in the final moments he sees her as worthy, and then it's too late,
man. So yeah, I gotta ask, we're gonna get into it in a little bit. I wanna like ask you a bunch of like Predator Yakja lore, you know, like because I feel like you know better than anyone right now. And I don't know, was there like a Cimmerillion that you had to like work off of, or do you get to kind of like, you know, make it up as you go?
No, the truth of the matter is I don't know more than anyone. There are people that know the lore from ancillary material far more than I do. And I know a certain amount, that's for sure. But the funny thing about this franchise is there's no Gene Roddenberry. There's no George Lucas. And the movies were all very episodic and lean and mean. So the background of the Yautja species, the Predator species, was really explored in comics and novels. And when I signed on to do the first movie, when I signed on to do Prey, I was like, all right, give me the goods. Show me the Bible. Let me know what's up. Like, I'm ready to give me the list of weapons, and you know, and it did not exist. The studio did not have anything of that nature. It wasn't until I linked up with Alec Gillis, and Tom Woodward at the time, ADI, they worked with Stan Winston on the first 87 movie, and had been with the franchise for most of its run, and Alien as well. They've worked on several Alien movies. So Alec is the closest proximity to like what's in the films, having some sort of a Bible and put together a whole packet of weapons and armor and designs, species designs that were explored, either used in their films or almost used and abandoned or whatever. So I could just see everything that was out there and really discern what the design language truly is for the franchise. But from there, I am using my own narrative instincts, just like the people who wrote the comics and the novels did to create the canon that all of us fans and the internet then devour. So I'm kind of half running on the lore that has existed and kind of taking what I find to be the most compelling and the most narratively rich, and then forming my own sort of canon with the movies as I'm putting forth.
Now, your last three movies, I mean, to me, best three since the original. And do you take the other Predator movies, like The Predator and Predators, like, does that exist in your world?
They do. I mean, I've certainly taken elements. I think every Predator movie has had awesome sequences, awesome bits in them. I don't know that I've loved every single movie holistically, but the aesthetic of our cloaking device that started with Prey for me and was in the animated film and Badlands, Killer Killers and Badlands, that came more from the 2018 Predator than any other installment of the franchise. And even the notion of the cloaking device being something inside the gauntlet, a little ball, key fob that goes in the gauntlet, that's revealed at the end of Badlands, that came from the 2018 as well.
Okay.
And a lot of our weapons are we call the net ball, came from the net gun that was in Predator 2 and the AVP and the combi stick, that seems so synonymous with the franchise, isn't in the first movie. So I've kind of taken elements from all of them.
So they're all canon then, we would assume. I guess you don't get to make that decision. Right?
I don't make the decision. As soon as a movie has something that references narratively something from another film, then I think it's canonized. Then at least those are canonized, until someone changes it later. You know, it's like whatever the movies say means that's true.
When did the name Yatja appear? Because I never heard it before your movies, but then, I probably just missed it, because I've only seen the movies. It's never been in the movies.
It's never been in the movies. I believe it was an AVP novel that indeed the term Yautja that I think is meant to be pronounced Yautja.
Yautja.
But Yautja just had a little bit more of a ring to it. It's sort of like GIF and GIF.
Yeah. No one likes those GIF people. It's
okay. Yeah. And at this point, I can't even remember how I first, in terms of GIF and JIF, I feel like I always thought it was GIF, and then I was horrified when I learned that it was JIF, and now I can't even remember which one was the first that I, learned.
I just look at it as something that makes me dumber.
Love it.
So Yatja, I heard, now you tell me if I'm wrong, because I heard all kinds of things, and everyone here likes to think that they're the smartest person and knows everything. I heard you wanted to call the most recent movie Yatja. They were like, you're an idiot. Don't do that. No one knows what that
is. My friends were like that. My friends, we were playing a game. I had kind of like a weekend with my friends at Palm Springs, and we were playing a like password style game and I put in the thing Yautja, and nobody knew what the heck the word was and everyone was making fun of it. And I was like, I think I'm just going to call my next movie that. And they were like, don't do that. But I wanted to call, I thought the movie would teach us, the movie would make it a cool thing. It just didn't get to stay around.
I think you've officially made it a thing, man, because I'm in. I always wanted, I'm sick, I hate that we call it Predator, I hate that we call it Alien, I know it's a xenomorph, but if there ever is another Alien versus Predator movie, I hope it's xenomorph versus Yautja. I think that'd be a better thing. Also, I gotta say, a gripe, it's got nothing to do with you, but the Alien versus Predator movies, we don't need humans in this movie. To me, the humans ruined the whole thing. There should have been one word of English in that whole movie. It should have just been clicks and screams.
That's certainly an inception point for Badlands, because that was the fear. If I put any humans in the movie, it then would be what AVP is. It would just be humans and a Yautja teaming up, as opposed to no, the protagonist, the main character is the Yautja.
Yeah, but there's still the sense of humans, there's still the company. I know it's a robot, and stuff like that, but there still is the stench of humans. Would you ever want to make one without Yautja?
I love Genndy Tartakovsky's Primal, that was also a big inspiration, and I love that kind of storytelling that is just very visceral and visual.
Does their planet have a name?
It's referred to as Yautja Prime, which we put in the movie. Yautja Prime.
Prime. Do they have a government? They're obviously very technologically advanced.
Yeah.
There's got to be Yautja nerds, who's making all this shit?
I see that. So there's two interesting answers to that. One, I see them as very nomadic and very tribal. Okay. I would think of them a little bit more like the Dothraki in Game of Thrones, barbarians. So as much as those have government or the wildlings, mm-hmm. I don't know that they're in, I don't know if they're voting, with, constitutions and all those things. It may be something that feels a little bit more ancient, but in the lore, in the comics, we'll see how much any of this would be included theatrically though, but I'm very interested in it. It is the origin of the species is they were actually enslaved by a more intelligent race called the Amengi. And then there was a big overthrow and they stole all the technology of the Amengi. And that's how they got all of their stuff. And in Badlands, in the beginning, within the first few shots when we're following the hover bike, it passes by some broken Amengi statues.
Very cool. Very cool. This is also cool to me. So you're working, you're like, you're making all these movies, you're making the Predator movies. All right, Yautja, they obviously have to procreate, but do they love?
I absolutely think any creature that is that passionate, that is that angry, I think also loves as well. So
yeah, because we saw a little bit of love. I don't want to get too deep into it because I don't want to spoil anything, because everyone has to go out and see Badlands in the theater. Prey and Killer Killers were incredible, but I was a little disappointed they weren't in the theater. So go see Predator Badlands in the theater. There is no experience like it. You're going to be so happy about it. Now, the thing everyone's talking about, is that an ID4 a harvester a skull, or is that a War of the Worlds skull? Or you don't, you're like, yeah, I don't
it's not
care.
War of the Worlds is not owned by Disney and 20th Century Studios.
Okay, there we go.
But Independence Day is.
Independence Day is. All right, yeah. All right. Oh, that's very, okay, interesting, interesting. I like this. Now, are there any other Easter eggs that no one's pointed out yet that, because I'm sure you're reading what everyone's bitching about.
I think I just dropped a big one with the Amenghi statues.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I love a scoop. I love a scoop. Coogler gave us a scoop. It really helps out. The all right, so we're going to Alien vs. Predator. Are we doing more of these? Does it matter? I mean, the company's obviously going on. The Alien movies are killing it. Romulus was awesome. Alien Earth, people are loving that. Are you and Fede Alvarez, are you guys getting lunch all the time? Do you check in with each other?
We were getting lunch before we even knew we would ever make a Predator or Alien movie. I've known Fede for a bit.
That's awesome.
And massive, massive fan of his. So we'll just have to see how, you know, where the narrative takes us.
I love it because you're such an original storyteller, but you love using it's what seems like other people's stories to tell your stories. Mm. And which is, it's like a new concept in the world. Like I was looking through everything you've ever done. It's almost like, no, you didn't like create any of it. It wasn't like any, it was all existing stories that you came in like gave a badass angle to. By the way, 10 Cloverfield Lane is one of my favorite movies. I found out the new Predator movies were being done by the 10 Cloverfield Lane guy, I was like, let's do this shit. I can't
That's
wait,
awesome.
Man. I thought Goodman deserved an Oscar for that movie, or at Me least too. Nominated. He was incredible. That was a tour de force. And I don't want to jump too far into this from that, but like, was he doing different takes of each scene? Like, cause that's something I heard and it was, oh man. And you just like,
I mean,
you decided.
In terms of I think you're asking like, was he wildly different in different takes? Yeah.
Cause I never knew what Goodman I was going to get like when he showed up on screen.
Yes. That's very much a part of it, was pushing him in wildly different directions from take to take. And then, we could really, mess with people when we were cutting the movie together.
All right. Going back to the Fox and Disney. I did some lookups and see where we could like maybe have some more. I'm gonna pitch at you. All right. I'm gonna pitch at you. We could talk about it and you could say yes or no, and like, you know, it has to be owned by Fox or Disney, right? In order for you to even think about including it. Right. So they're like, here's your list. You know, what are we doing here? Okay.
Well, they're not saying that, but you are.
I'm saying lots of things. Thank you for pointing that out, because I don't want to get you in trouble. But I speak wildly. So just know that anything I say, people at home, I'm talking to you right now. Anything I say is I'm saying it. You know, anything Dan says, he's saying it. You know, I lie a lot. So Predator versus Lake Placid Crocodile. I really think this is like, this could be amazing. This is, I mean, it's definitely like a huge being. I feel like the Predator would probably kill it pretty fast.
I think so, but I want to see it.
Yeah, a bunch of these, you know. How about this? Here's an interesting one. The Omen. Predator versus Satan. Like, is there God? Like, is there God on Yakja Prime? Like, do they have Satan? Do they, you know, like, do they have religion?
I don't think they believe in earthly
religions. I don't believe in shit, but you know, like, it doesn't mean it's not there. It's interesting. All right, so the Omen, probably not going to see Predator versus Satan then. Here's one I really feel like would be a legitimately amazing fight. The Bone Tomahawk Monster. Bone Tomahawk was a fox. You've seen Bone Tomahawk, right?
Yeah, the Kurt Russell, Craig Zoller. Yeah.
That shit was wild, yeah. And, you know, they fight against indigenous people, you know, we see this, you know, so I feel like that could be a good fight. Was that interested? That looks like I piqued your interest a little bit on that one.
Yes, but I think we saw the Predator come down in that century, and you know, already. So
can the Predator try time travel? Is that what's going on here?
No. They've just been around for quite a bit.
And then, and so when they got Naru is her name, right?
Yeah, Naru. So, yeah.
So at the end of Killer for Killers, can we talk about this?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. The end of Killer for Killers, we see, you know, we
unless
we
you
see
haven't seen Killer of Killers, go
if
watch
you haven't,
it now.
If it's a spoiler,
come back.
Yeah. Yeah, stop for a second. But yeah, at the very end of Killer for Killers, a phenomenal cartoon available on Hulu. you tease that you see Naru, and then we see Murtaugh. And then we see
Murtaugh. Yeah, Mike Harrigan.
Mike Harrigan and Dutch. So they have like, they freeze bodies. Is that what they're doing up there?
Yeah,
and they
cryo.
Do cryo and they can just hold it for centuries.
That's right. You got it.
All right. And so are there any other centuries? Does he come back every century or no? Because I mean, Predator 2 and Predator 1, I mean, he was back like, that might have been weeks apart. For
that's true. You're right. I stand corrected. I don't think it was weeks apart. It was 10 years. It was a decade apart.
Oh, okay.
So you're right. Bone Tomahawk and Predator. You won. You win. I give up.
Yeah. I love lore. Yeah. All right. Yeah. The Fly? I don't think The Fly probably wouldn't. But you get, you stick the Predator in a fly machine.
Oh, well.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Who knows what's going to happen? Yeah. That is gnarly, dude. That is gnarly. Yeah.
I know they've done like comics and stuff like that, but like, is there any like Marvel, X-Men? I know that Archie's fought the Predator at some point, apparently.
Yeah, they've done so many of those in the comics for sure.
Yeah. But Disney even hinted that they'll like just stay away from our Marvel.
Disney hasn't brought up any of those kinds of things. No, I mean they're kind of been looking to me as to, you know, where things could go Predator wise.
So you're the Predator guy now.
Yeah, unless someone else comes in, someone else awesome, and you know,
I mean, after your trio, dude, to me, it's you. If they take it from you, I'm pissed at this point. You know, so you're running with this so much, and it's very impressive.
Thank you.
So, but Cloverfield, the Cloverfield's not in the same. It's not allowed, right?
No, that's Paramount.
That's Paramount.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes. All right, how about this? TV. All right, TV's not out of the question. To Catch a Predator, starring Predator. Chris Hansen.
There's something on YouTube.
Ah, I thought it was my idea.
It's like a 5 minute long crazy sketch that's pretty wild.
Just a Predator throwing his voice as a little girl.
It's weird.
Yeah, that'd be great. How about our Predator, Yakja, comes to Earth. All right. Gets caught, it's like, it gets noticed, you know, it gets caught on camera, starts realizing people love the idea that there's an alien on Earth. Predator starts to become a celebrity, all right? Predator is now like, he's like, oh.
I'm into it. Yeah.
He's like, okay, I think this is cool. This is cool. I'm like, you know, it's almost like a Running Man type of situation.
Whoa.
Then the Predator, because he's an alien, it came from people start worshiping him like he's a god.
Okay.
Kind of like Columbus or Cortez or something like that, you know? Mm. Predators being worshiped as a god can mimic people's voices, starts preaching, becomes a mega church pastor, starts stealing money from the community, is still a predator, just in a different way.
Yes. And see, thematically, I like this. I love a good thematic story. So,
All right.
I'm with
Predator,
you.
Captured by the U.S. government in the 1960s. Okay. He slipped up. He made a mistake. And he's captured by the U.S. government. They start running tests on him. Alec Dulles shows up. He's like, all right, we got to use this thing.
Who shows up?
Alan Dulles, the head of the CIA in the 1960s.
Okay, great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's common knowledge. We're all supposed to know that.
My fans know this. All right, so
Did Rob know that?
Yeah.
Rob knows it. Yeah, he would actually, if he said he didn't, we'd have to fire him. So Alan Dulles gets a hold of him, and he's like, all right, let's send the Predator through MK Ultra training.
All right.
They're going to send him. You're going to make him a weapon of the U.S. government. All right. The Predator is now. He works for us.
Him and,
we have mind control.
Team
yes.
up.
Yes. Yep. It's like him and Reggie Jackson from Naked Gun. And you know, it's like, so it's like he's out there. He, the Predator, full invisible, second shooter on the grassy knoll.
Uh oh. Well, we would never know.
We never know. We never know. But we would know if we made the movie and showed it.
Right.
But I feel like that could be, because it doesn't make sense how the head blows up. You know, but if the Predator was on the grassy knoll and the head would blow up behind that way,
you would know.
It'd all be invisible.
I think we'd see the three dots, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but would you see the three dots on the Zapruder? I mean, that's a shitty camera. Let's face it.
It's a shitty camera. It's true.
I think we could test this. We can go out to Dallas. We'll get you a Zapruder camera.
Yeah, it's like when James Cameron tested the door with two people on it to see if it worked. We'll go test to see if the Super 8 camera could pick up the, you know, yeah.
Are you going full Cameron, by the way? Is this Predator for life? Is he doing full Avatar for life? You know,
I don't think so. But it's been what the only reason why I've done the three movies so far is because I'm telling wildly original stories that I'd want to do anyway, and I can do them within this franchise. So. And with this character that's made everything so much more rich and cool. So that's the only reason why I've done even these. But no, I'm excited to do lots of, as I did before.
Nice.
And have done a little bit in TV and Cloverfield Lane as well, you know. And
yeah, Cloverfield, Black Mirror you're involved in. You got The Boys. You're right. It looks like right now on IMDb it says there's a Waterworld thing going on.
No.
Update fake. That shit.
Yeah. That is not true.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, because that's not Disney.
I do love Waterworld very much.
You know, it's a great movie. I mean, it's a bad movie, but it's great.
I would argue not even a bad movie.
Really?
I think it's worth post Fury Road, post being invigorated by what that movie was, take another look at Waterworld. We just were not ready to see Kevin Costner drink his own pee at the time. Mm-hmm. But now we are.
Now that we've seen, what's his name? Who's the Bill Gates? We've seen Bill Gates drink his own pee in his documentary. So now it's.
I missed that.
Oh, wow. You know, he brought a machine out to Africa. He was drinking poo poo water. It was a great time.
Wow.
So have you hung out and talked to Arnold at all?
I did. Yeah, no, we got his approval. For
to show his image
in Killer of Killers, yeah, and he's been a big fan of what we've been doing. So,
hell yeah,
it's been great. Yeah.
So if Arnold ever came back, obviously it would have to be in the cartoon version, or in the animated version, because he's so old and we see him as a young Dutch. Have you guys any interest in that, or is it just like you like to fuck with our heads a little bit?
No, I mean, the ending of Killer Killers to me was a door opening for more stories for all of those characters and any character that's survived in the franchise. And more stories can be told about how they end up there. Mm-hmm. More stories can be told for the next second, you know, after that, you know. And even far later, you know. So that's really an open door now.
Yeah, and you did such a great job with getting rid of the R rating, and I've never said that before.
I very much indulged in the R rating for Killer of Killers and Prey, even, you know. So
yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's true. But for the new one, Badlands.
Yeah,
I mean, for all intents and purposes, it's an R-rated film. Yeah. But it is a PG-13 because, I guess, because all the blood isn't red. Is that really what it is?
Yeah. Yeah. It's creatures and robots, you know. So we were able to do all the kinds of things that we normally do in a Predator movie. It just happens a slightly different, but you're seeing a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. I fucking love the movie. So, awesome. But the when you were a kid, I was reading on your Wikipedia page. I did a quick little perusals. You weren't allowed to watch R-rated movies. You weren't even allowed to watch like PG-13 movies.
Not until I was like 12, you know, was
that's
I allowed
wild.
To see PG-13. Yeah,
man, they let me see all that. I saw Predator like the moment it came out. It was fucking awesome. The my dad, as soon as it came on HBO, my dad's like, "We're watching this tonight. Your mother's gone." but it said that you like created like plots to these movies that you weren't allowed to see in your head.
Yeah, I mean, the prior to Predator even. I want Rambo. What year did Rambo 3 come out? Maybe it wasn't prior to Predator.
Rambo 3 might have been 89 or something like that. Maybe.
So Rambo, the first audio cassettes I ever purchased, I bought two the same day. But it was the soundtrack to Nightmare on Elm Street 4.
Cool.
And the soundtrack to Rambo 3. And I would listen to Rambo 3 every morning on the ride to camp. And just picture the movie in my head. And that really fueled everything. And the same thing goes for Predator. The as much as I hated my mom for not letting me watch all those movies when I was a kid, I have her to thank for sort of nurturing this, you know, my imagination to really grow and come up with my own stories. And for Predator, there was a video game magazine called Game Pro back in the day, and they had a contest to like design a level, and they would feature it in the magazine. And I designed a Predator level, and sent it in, and did not win the contest.
It's still cool to do. It's a great thought exercise.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So, what was your Predator movie that you created in your brain?
I guess I could say, because the thing that stuck with me when I first heard of Predator was some friends of mine described the movie moment for moment, but they said that there's this awesome scene where Billy, the Native American tracker, cut his own chest with his knife, and then fought the Predator on a bridge over a waterfall. And I was like, that sounds so badass. And I imagined this crazy, awesome, epic battle. The movie, he cuts his chest and then we hear scream and that's it. So Prey in many ways is the like me fulfilling what my imagination craved, you know, way back then.
Naru's brother in Prey, he gets the same scar. Now that I hear you mention it.
Yes, he does.
Yes!
You are not a lot of people have picked up.
I got eyeballs.
We were insistent on, and that blocking didn't quite make sense. Like we kind of created that scene to happen in a certain way so that he would get that. And I remember directing the actors to like, no, you have to hold it. Like you have to cut him exactly in this direction, in this way.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Those French fur trappers, they've never been represented well on film. Mm-hmm. No one's ever been like, you know what? These guys were great. now you're talking about, you made a Predator, game, you know, to just for fun or when you were younger, you also worked on the Hellboy 2 alternate reality game. Predator, I feel like, hasn't really gotten his video game yet. Have you thought about that at all?
Yeah, it's just to say the Hellboy 2, it was viral. It was one of the first commercial, because I was a commercial director. It was just viral marketing for it. ARG, they used to call those like,
I have no idea what that means.
Had a big one and where there's a link to a website and then numbers. And for Hellboy 2, it was like these like found footage videos of trolls appearing places. But Predator has a very cool game now called Hunting Grounds that's like you know, someone is the predator, and then there's four soldiers, and that predator gets to hunt down the other four people. There was a game that I missed, sadly, called Concrete Jungle, that is the most similar to Badlands, and it was the kind of game that I love out of the Predator franchise, which is like a third person action adventure, you know, open world game, would be really cool.
And one last question about Deck from Badlands, and I just wanted to, how long has he been training that he's like, because he's the runt. It's about the runt of the litter. I don't think I'm giving anything away with that. And he goes on to like find what creature he wants to kill. But how long has he been training to become a failure? Like in his father's eyes?
I think he is teenaged.
Okay, he's teenage. Yeah, he seemed like that a little bit. He definitely had that, like, I'm going to do anything I want kind of attitude. So, yeah, that makes sense. Now, Yakja, are they all dudes? Like, the ones we've met, anyway.
The ones we've met are all dudes, yeah.
So, they're very, I guess, misogynistic culture, maybe? They're like, the guys go out and fight?
We just haven't seen yet. You know?
Hell yeah. No, we haven't seen yet. That's correct. I'm very excited. What comes next? So excited to see anything else you make. I can't wait to rewatch Badlands. I'll probably go ahead and see it in the theater again. I got my AMC stubs. I can go as much as I want. You know, it was so good. I love seeing it in the theater. I've liked every version of the Predator, but I feel like you have taken it to another level, and I can't wait to see what you're able to pull through in the future with this, man. I can't wait to see. It's and Fluffernutter sandwiches, love them, by the way.
Hey, where are you from originally?
I'm from Florida, but I'm all over the place. Yeah, we eat trash. Yeah, it doesn't matter, you know. But I saw you made everyone eat them on one of your sets,
every single set. And in New Zealand they called them Nutty Fluffies.
Nutty Fluffies. So they have them out there.
No. I told them how to make it, and they decided that was called a Nutty Fluffy. Or they misheard me or something.
Well, check out your A1C. Make sure that everything's going to be okay. I hope that we get to see some more Alien vs. Predator. I love that you're buddies with Fede Alvarez. Of course you are. Everything both of you are doing is incredible. Keep up the good work, Dan. It's been such a pleasure to meet you. And I can't wait for more, buddy. You keep
Thanks,
up.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah,
Thank
go
you.
See
Appreciate
the movie.
It.
Go awesome. See it in the theater. I'm sick of this. Just on Hulu stuff. No offense, Disney lady that's listening. But I want more theater Predator. Let's do it. That's a hard sentence to say. That's the thing. Every time you talk about the Predator, you're like, oh, my God, am I going to get canceled? But you're like, no, I'm talking about the Yakja. All right. Dan,
awesome, man.
Get out of here. Go. You're a busy man. Go do your work.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you so
much. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.